So, when did counseling stop being about problem solving?
Well, not anymore.
Introducing solution-focused counseling
with the Unlicensed Counselor.
And now, here's your host, Steve Moak.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Unlicensed Counselor. My name is Steve Moak. I am the Unlicensed Counselor and, as always, so grateful to be here on another beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona day, getting ready to head into the good times of summer. Hey, man, it is a beautiful day to be alive. I got my team here working with me. I got my daughter in the other room. You know, life is good in the hood, as they say. Had some thoughts rattling around in my brain over the course of the last week. Shocker, I know, to anybody that's been listening. And again, appreciate all the support that we continue to get. Sometimes it even surprises me, but it's pretty darn cool to see. And I've had this idea around taking things for granted, right? Like, why do we take things for granted? Why does it often take a tragedy, a passing of someone, an accident, hospitalization, illness, something like that, before maybe we start to appreciate people more in our lives? So I've had this, and it's not like I have anything immediate going on in my life, but as I think about my family and friends and all these things, I'm just like, why does it always have to be that we wait until something kind of happens, right? So I want to talk about why we take things for granted, you know, kind of why oftentimes it happens when tragedy strikes. And then I want to dovetail into kind of how it ties into appreciation as well, too. So I think they're all kind of interconnected, or at least I'm going to weave them all and interconnect them and then share it out here to the world and see what you all think as well, too. But before we get going, I want to say thank you to all our continued sponsors as well. So first off, our friends at ShareTech, you know them. You've heard me talk about them every single episode, and a big thank you to them. Go to betterdrugtest.com. If you need an at-home drug or alcohol screen, this is the test that you need to pick up, right? Look, you know, I have seen this test. I have used this test. I know this company. It is the most accurate lab-based test that you can buy on the market, period. Doesn't go through insurance or anything like that. You buy it at betterdrugtest.com. They ship it to your front door, right? You perform a sample that does not have to be observed, which is really a game changer in the industry. Then you ship that back to the lab where they then send you a secure link for your results, right? This test cannot be cheated. There's some amazing technology behind how and why they do this. Go to betterdrugtest.com and pick this up. As always, I want to plug the nonprofit work that I do as well, too. Go to thestopstartshere.org. This is the Youth Drug Abuse Prevention Program. We're now into the millions of views on the content that we've put together. Again, sometimes I'm blown away by some of this, but I shouldn't be, because what we've built is really strong, bold, edgy youth drug abuse prevention messaging. Give us a follow at Hard Stop Official. Go to the Stop Starts Here. You're going to find everything you need. Make sure your kids are following our account, and then you as the parent should be following the account as well, too. And then last shameless plug for myself, go to theunlicensedcounselor.com. We're actually in the process of updating a lot of the content on the site as the kind of the business around this continues to grow. Give us a follow. Give me a follow on the social channels as well. Go to theunlicensedcounselor.com. Follow our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, got all the business stuff out of the way today. So, all right, let's start with, you know, why do people so often take things for granted, right? And I think there's psychological issues as to why this happens. I think there's social issues as to why this happened. But the number one thing I came up with is really familiarity and kind of that habituation, right? So it's human nature to get used to the status quo. When you experience something kind of continuously and ongoing, you're in a stable relationship, you have reliable transportation or a comfortable home. But as time goes on, it just becomes less noticeable, kind of fades into the background of our everyday lives. You know, think about this. You know, I just got the new iPhone 15, right? And it's like, that's an amazing piece of technology that just is in our pocket, and I get it, and I'm so excited, and I love playing with all the new features and bells and whistles and cameras and apps and all this kind of stuff. And then it's just like, within a matter of, it may be even days now, that kind of newness just kind of wears away and just kind of goes. It's like, this, I can call the other side of the globe on a video call. I can GPS. I mean, this is an amazing thing, but we just get so used to having this, right? And it's like, we just take this thing for granted. And for those of you that may be a little bit younger as well, too, I mean, we had phones that you had to either push buttons or even the rotary dial phones, and you know, it was a landline, you had busy signals. Like, there's just so much that, you know, we take for granted now that we used to not have. So that was just an example that kind of came to mind, right? Another thing is kind of what I like to call baseline expectations, right? So our experiences often reset our expectations, right? So when we achieve a certain level of comfort or success, it becomes kind of our new normal, right? That new baseline. So we cease to appreciate something that's kind of special anymore, right? Because that is the new baseline. So maybe think about this. You just got a promotion. You just got a raise, that initial excitement, that rush. But now you've kind of set that new baseline. This is how much I'm earning. Now your budget probably gets adjusted, and it just is now, right? So it's like, all right, that newness that kind of came along with it, it just kind of goes away because you're just kind of taking things for granted now, right? So the next thing that came to mind when I was talking about this is that lack of awareness. And, you know, you could call this mindfulness as well, too. We do talk about mindfulness quite a bit here in the Unlicensed Counselor podcast. But many of us don't actively think about the elements of our lives that are going smoothly, right? So you're not thinking about the things as they're just kind of going on, you know, or the effort to kind of invest or maintain relationships and your environments. For example, we might take for granted the clean streets in our neighborhood without even recognizing the city workers maybe who maintain them, or, you know, the electricity in our home that just kind of comes on with the flick of the light. Like, we just have all these amazing things going on in our life. And I haven't even gotten into the family relationships and kind of the people part of this. I'm just trying to point out to you all the things that go in our lives that are truly amazing. The trash just comes and it disappears, and I flush a toilet and it goes away. Like, the stuff like this is really, you know, very cool, but it's just like little things that we take for granted in our everyday lives. So the next part I want to talk about is how we can really be a little more proactive in maybe not taking some of these things for granted, right? So to dovetail right onto that mindfulness point, and it goes right into gratitude as well, too. So that effective approach to kind of consciously focus on what we have rather than what we don't have, right? And to try and be grateful for that as the course of your day, and recognize the little things that are going on in your life. You know, whether that's, again, keeping a journal, discussing what you're grateful for your families or friends, somehow shift your perspective into that of a little more mindfulness / gratitude, whatever one kind of works for you. You know, maybe note the sunset every single evening, or that good cup of coffee that you're having first thing in the morning, or maybe somebody helps you on like a challenging task at work. You know, little things like that can kind of help with not taking things for granted. You know, we do a little prayer with my daughter before she goes to sleep every night, and I encourage her to kind of share some things that she's grateful for over the course of the day. And she's only 4, so she's had to kind of learn what that is. But with that repetitive practice, it's been really neat to kind of see her understand what that is. Her sister, you know, just had to go to the ER because they had something going on, and she came home and prayed for her and things like that. And I was like, wow, she's, you know, expressing the empathy. She's grateful for the doctors that kind of helped her. It was just kind of a neat thing that I saw happen. And again, this is in a 4-year-old, right? So another way to kind of counteract taking things for granted, change up your routine a little bit, right? So changing your daily or weekly routine can help you appreciate things from a new perspective. You know, for instance, let's take a different route to work. Might make you realize how scenic your usual route is. You know, trying cooking a meal and that could show you, you know, kind of what it takes to put together a meal, or give you a greater appreciation for somebody who cooks for you or has some culinary expertise. You know, little things like that. It's funny that the drive to work thing, there's a drive that I do on my way to the gym that's down a road called Doubletree here, and it's very pretty. And I actually, you know, as I was, you know, kind of show prepping for this episode, I was like, wow, you know, the palm trees, there's a golf course over here, you know, there's a park right over here. I'm just like, wow, that's kind of neat. Like, if you would have told me 15 years ago I'd be driving down Doubletree Road, A, going to a gym, which is not something that was a part of my regular routine, B, taking in, you know, the niceness of the weather outside, the windows were down, the park, the golf, I mean, it was just like, I even kind of laughed at myself a little bit as I'm like, wow, That's not a thought that you would have had. But as you start to practice a lot of these habits and a lot of the topics that we've discussed on the Unlicensed Counselor in general, I do find that thoughts like that kind of appear because I'm trying to be more conscious and aware and practice these things and trying to not take things for granted. So just little things like that are great little exercises, the way to kind of put things into motion, right? So another way to kind of proactively not take things for granted, so engage in some empathy and some consideration for others, right? So thinking about how different life would be without certain people or amenities in your life can deepen your appreciation for them. You know, imagine a day without your phone or internet or electricity, right? And how much more aware of these things you are now if you didn't have those. So, you know, I think being a dad obviously gives me a new perspective over the last 4 years on a lot of these things and kind of the empathy and consideration and kind of the depth that you can kind of have within a relationship as well, too. But that certainly has got me thinking. It was like, you know, what if my parents weren't here, or my brother or my daughter, or, you know, something like that. It's like, whew, that stuff starts to hit you. I don't know, maybe it's getting older, I think, as well, too, that these things start to sink in and mean a little bit more as well, too. So I don't want to be the guy that shows up at my friend's funeral and says all these nice things about him. I'd much rather have the cup of coffee with him and share those things with him now, right? And not take for granted that they're just going to be there tomorrow. I mean, just crazy things happen in this world and getting crazier, it seems like. And so I want to make sure that I'm very proactive and don't take the things and the people. I know I'm talking about electricity and phones and things, but really the more important thing is not taking for granted the people that are in your life and saying and sharing the things that you want to, and not waiting because they may not always be here. Not to be dark or grim, it's just the reality of the thing. So last thing on counteracting kind of taking things for granted would be, you know, give back and express some appreciation as well, too. So showing gratitude through words or actions not only makes others feel valued, but reminds you of what you have as well, too. So thanking a friend for their support, writing a little handwritten note to a colleague or to a friend can go a long way in kind of making sure that you don't take those things for granted. I think it's just the little stuff like this. I feel like people hear topics and themes like this and want to think about these massive kind of ways where you can do it. And I'm like, no, keep it simple. Start small. Write a thank you note. You know what I mean? Just be human to somebody. Acknowledge them. Express a little appreciation and thank you for what they do. And let them know that, right? Let them know that. And I think that's really, and that could, A, it's going to make you feel better. Not that that's necessarily the reason to do it, although I don't think it's terrible. But it's also going to let that other person know that they're valued as well, too. So, you know, pretty neat stuff when you start thinking about it. Now, on the slight darker side of this, of, you know, why does it take a tragedy oftentimes for, you know, you to not take something for granted? You know, why does that happen? So I think the shock and contrast is one of the things, the reasons why. So, you know, a tragedy provides kind of a stark contrast to our daily lives that vividly highlights kind of in your face what we miss and what we'd previously taken for granted, right? So, for instance, the loss of a loved one can deeply enhance our appreciation for the relationships we still have, right? And what I'd like you to hear today is, let's not wait for this to happen to have those deep conversations, that deep appreciation, and that appreciation for the relationships that are still out there in the world, right? You know, I think it's just nature that this person's going to be here and all that type of stuff, but then one day they're not, right? One day they're not. And then I wish. Don't sit around and want to say all those wishy things, right? I think another reason why, and I won't spend a lot of time on this topic today, but I did just want to highlight it because I feel like this is where it kind of gets brought to the forefront and smacks us. And then once someone's gone or not with us or sick or health declines or whatever it is, you know, it's challenging to kind of get a lot of that stuff back. So, you know, that reevaluation of priorities, right? So significant negative events like illness, natural disasters, forces people to reconsider what's truly important. Now, what if we could go through life and not have to have those types of events, you know, happen in order for us to think and feel this way? So, you know, for example, if you survive a natural disaster, I know there were some tornadoes and things recently, you know, people will speak about how their life views have changed, how they prioritize family and friends over material possessions. Why does that have to be the case? I understand why it is, because you've come so close and it's like, I don't care if I have the iPhone 7 or the iPhone 14. Like, that doesn't mean crap to me anymore. What means the most is when I was in that shed and the roof blew off my house and I thought I was going to die. I was thinking about my daughter and my family and the kids, right? You know, like, let's see if we can tap into that without the tornado and the roof flying off your head and things like that. I just think that would be a much healthier way to go. And the depth of your family and friends and relationships is going to soar if you're able to kind of start to do these types of things as well, too. Okay, so let me put that on the shelf for a minute. Didn't need to go too deep or too heavy. I don't mind the deep, but, you know, it's sometimes uncomfortable to talk about these things. And I do think there'll be a time and a place where we'll do an episode on, call it death or dealing with death or passing or loved ones and things like that. But we'll work our way into that. But what I wanted to touch on next was kind of the appreciation side of this thing, right? And how those things are different, right? And so how do you appreciate something? So we've got the taking for granted thing going on over here. How do we appreciate something a little bit more as well, too? So, you know, it's kind of a contrasting thing, really, to taking things for granted. So here's how they kind of differ. So let's call it awareness versus ignorance. Appreciation involves a conscious acknowledgement and recognition of the value of something or someone, right? So when you appreciate something, you're aware of its worth and the importance of it within your own life. This can include recognizing the effort behind this, the beauty of your environment, or supporting that friend, right? So those are kind of good examples of that appreciation, right? And then on the taking things for granted side, it's just that lack of awareness, right? That kind of ignorance, that disregard, that ambivalence that often involves assuming the benefits of other things that you're not fully acknowledging, kind of circumstances that made it possible. It's just kind of all that other stuff that we've discussed. And I really want us to be more in the appreciation side of things if we can continue to go that and not just live in this taking things for granted world. And I know that it's hard and we get caught up in our own world and it's easy to do. But if you can kind of moment over your coffee at the sunset, looking at your kid and smiling and things like that, you know, whatever it is that finds you that appreciation, I just think that we're going to end up as better people ultimately if we're able to start to kind of think and act this way. Right, now let's talk about gratitude versus expectation. So appreciation is closely linked with gratitude. And I've done a whole episode on gratitude as well, too. I'm big on the gratitude front as well, too. So I think these things are definitely connected. But I did want to take kind of some time and talk specifically about appreciation. You know, it's an emotional response that expresses thankfulness to what we have, right? To what we already have. It's expressed through words, through thanks, through gestures, and other forms of recognition, right? Now, on the taking things for granted side, that's more of an attitude of I expect things, right? The expectation without appreciation attached to it. You know, there's an assumption that certain things or actions will always be available and without needing to give anything in return or being really thankful. I mean, ugh. I mean, I'm thinking of people like that or who have, maybe they're not like that all the time, but who have behave and who do behave like that. And you're just like, ugh. Like, that's, you know, entitled comes to mind, right? Like, that's a thing that you hear, and it's like, ugh, I think it maybe used to make me angry, as a lot of things used to make me angry. And as I've kind of shifted, matured, whatever you want to call it over the years, it's like I almost feel sad for the folks who kind of go through life with that. And sometimes I'm not even sure it's their fault if they've been raised that way, or maybe they've been fortunate in certain ways to kind of get things. I feel like it creates a character flaw or defect in them where it's like, oh, do you not even appreciate what you are? Ugh, that's tough stuff. And that's a tough one to break. Maybe we'll put a side note on the entitlement possible episode for the future as well, too. And, you know, as we get close to kind of wrapping the show, let's talk about the impact on relationships as this has, too. So appreciation tends to strengthen relationships, whether it's personal or professional, because it involves recognizing and valuing the contributions of others, right? So this recognition actually encourages more cooperative and positive interactions in your own life. It stands to make sense when you're being kind and showing other people that you appreciate the time and effort that they're doing or helping you or driving your kids somewhere or coaching a team or, you know, volunteering their time for whatever it is. And that stuff, That stuff goes a long way. You know, conversely, you know, if you're taking things for granted in a relationship, that can weaken them, right? It might lead to others feeling undervalued, ignored, not heard. It can reduce their willingness to contribute or engage positively in the future. So if you're just taking for granted that there's going to be a coach at your kid's soccer game and nobody shows up because you always think somebody else is going to do it, I mean, that sucks. You know, why do you want to take things for granted? Try and find the importance and appreciation and try and apply that within your own relationships, right? And the last thing, it comes to mindset and behavior, right? So appreciation comes with a positive mindset, right? That's actively looking for the good in the surroundings or actions of others, which encourages a more fulfilling and optimistic life view. I really like to think that this is my mindset now, is trying to find the positive and be much more appreciative for the things that I have in my life. And there was a long time in my life that wasn't the case. You know, I don't think I was a jerk. I just don't think I was conscious and kind of aware of how I was kind of carrying on and the things that I should have been appreciative for and was not, right? So, you know, that happens. But if you're hearing these words now and you're kind of unsure where you're at, and maybe take a pause and see where you fall on the appreciation versus taking things for gratitude scale and see maybe if you're tipping one way or the other, right? Now, in terms of mindset and behavior for taking things for granted, you know, this often results from a passive or kind of negative mindset that can lead you to overlook the good in things, kind of focus on what is lacking, right? This can lead, obviously, to some dissatisfaction and some negativity in your life. So I think it's important to kind of understand the differences in these things as we start to think about, talk about, am I taking things for granted? Am I taking people for granted? Am I taking my life for granted? Or all the good things, if you've got a house, you've got food, you've got family, you got people that love you, whatever it is, like you're winning. Like you're doing good. There's a lot of people in the world who don't have those types of things. And I know we see social media and we think we have less than so many times because we're not on that trip or we're not in staying in that hotel or we're not on this, that, and the other thing. Like, we got to be able to take a time out from that and say, look, I appreciate where I'm at in life. I appreciate the people that I have in life, and I'm rich in all those things, and I'm very grateful that I have those things. So, you know, take a few minutes in your own life today as you're hearing this. Share this with a friend. Maybe this podcast episode can be a great kind of conversation starter. Maybe send it to your kids and get them thinking about, you know, am I taking things for granted? And I think I'll give kids a touch of a pass on the taking things for granted because they're just kind of coming up. And they're growing up in a world with social media and phones and laptops and 4K and streaming everything. I mean, we used to have Bob Barker and The Price is Right when you stayed home sick with some ginger ale and some saltine crackers. I mean, these kids can watch an entire season of Bluey or whatever the heck it is while they're growing up now. So it's very different. But I don't think it's too early to start to kind of have conversations of appreciation and gratitude and not taking things for granted so that they don't end up kind of like that entitled, you know, person that you know or the kid that you know. And I think overall you would be happier, they would be happier, and life will be much easier if we can get less of those folks out in the world. So anyways, thought this was a fun topic, wanted to dive into it. You know, take a few minutes, think about it on your own, share this episode with a friend, maybe it'll spark up a conversation. So till next time, my name is Steve Moak. I am the Unlicensed Counselor. We'll see you later.